Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Deadline for applications for citizen advisory boards is today by 4 p.m. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette is accepting applications for three board positions on two boards. On the Board of Adjustment, there is one partial term expiring on December 31st, 2025, and another term expiring on December 31st, 2023. The board grants variances from the city's zone ordinance. They meet as needed on the third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. in council chambers. You must be a city resident to apply. The Campbell County Lodging Tax Joint Powers Board has one partial term, which will expire on December 31st, 2025. The board consists of three city appointees, two county appointees, and one town of Wright appointee, as well as four representatives from the travel and tourism industry. The board meets the second Thursday of each month at 3 p.m. in the Camplex Energy Hall conference room, unless otherwise noted. Applicant can be either a city, town, or county resident. Applications are available online at gillettewy.gov and in the administration office on the third floor of City Hall, located at 201 East 5th Street in Gillette. The deadline is today at 4 p.m. Completed applications can be returned to City Hall in person or via email at admin@gillettewy.gov. Applicants will be notified after the application deadline of their confirmed scheduled interview time. Lummis highlights impact of radical environmental agenda and EPW hearing. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis questioned witnesses about the impact of the Biden administration's far-left green agenda on Wyoming jobs and energy grid during a Senate Committee on Environmental and Public Works hearing. Senator Lummis raised particular concern about the impact of the EPA's proposed good neighbor rule, according to the press release from Lummis's office. The final rule is anticipated to close more than 14,000 megawatts generated by coal-fired power plants, said Senator Lummis. Now, let me state this clearly. Premature closure of coal-fired power plants in the nation is a danger to American energy security and grid reliability. This rule and other regulatory actions taken by the EPA would cripple our ability to provide affordable, reliable, baseload energy to power our nation. Senator Lummis pointed out that the EPA's rush to implement the Good Neighbor Rule risks making the energy grids that power Wyoming households and businesses to become unreliable. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.